This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The White House insists it is making progress on a Gaza ceasefire as talks continue over the weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House says there is progress being made in negotiations taking place in Egypt. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says talks between the U.S., allies, Israel, and Hamas are ongoing in Cairo.
We need Hamas to participate, we need to get down to the brass tacks of locking in these details.
And that
there has been progress made.
CIA Director William Burns and Biden advisor Brett McGurk are leading the U.S. side of the negotiations, which began Thursday. Sticking points include Israel's insistence it keep security forces in two strategic corridors in Gaza. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Democrats are celebrating after their Chicago convention as the Harris campaign braces for a tough road to November. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has the story.
Kamala Harris's campaign is bracing for a hard road to November, even as Democrats bask in the aftermath of a celebratory convention. Harris's acceptance speech further energized Democrats like Douglas Mangione, who, like many, was despondent with Joe Biden atop the ticket.
I was coming here thinking, my God, nobody's got any energy.
There ended up being plenty.
This room was electrifying today.
In California's Bay Area, where Harris grew up, Natre Banks cried watching her speak.
I felt like she looked like me.
Harris would be the first black woman and first person of Asian American heritage to be president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.